It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and we are broadcasting to you here and around the world with a message of hope, a message of empowerment. And the message harkens back to the ancient temples and the teachings of Hermes Trismegistus. It is as above, so below, the law of attraction. Hi, friends. How you doing? You having a good day? You're going to have a great day. I don't even need to ask you that question because you are on fire. You are committed to changing your life. And one of the ways we do that is by being happy. Just, you know, being happy. Feeling good about who we are. Why we're here, what we're doing, where we're going, behind your desires, behind all of your wants and all of your cravings, behind everything that you hunger for in this world. New car, larger boat, a bigger business, more money, a new home, saving your marriage, incredible love, your soulmate, unstoppable health, whatever it is that you hunger for. At the core of it, at the very core of it, is your desire to simply feel good, to feel happy. You know, I like that old song, it's not that old, but it was, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. It was a Caribbean song. Don't worry, be happy. Very simple message. But when you are happy, you're vibrating at a much higher level of energy. And you have more enthusiasm. Your blood flows easier through your body. Your muscles are more relaxed. Your energy field is expansive. And when that's taking place, you're in attraction mode. You become an attraction machine. You know what I'm talking about. You've had those days, those weeks in life when everything went right, when everything was perfect. You can have them all the time. You can plan for them. You can schedule them. You can assure yourself of them. But first, we need to examine and look at and give attention to our feelings. Oftentimes, we're taught, especially when you go into business, you got to push your feelings down. No matter what you feel, toe the line, pay the price. You know, you got to move up the corporate ladder. But I'm here to tell you that model is outdated. It doesn't work, and it doesn't bring out your energy, your vibrancy, your magic. So when you focus on your feelings, whatever they are, and you begin to adjust your feelings, you recalibrate what you're feeling, you refocus on happy thoughts instead of negative thoughts. You focus on gratitude and love and joy and passion. Then you take your feelings up a notch. But first you have to know what they are. And so if you're constantly suppressing your feelings, you just don't have any idea what they are, what they're about, what they mean. That's not good. That stops you from being fully functioning in the law of attraction. You see, at the core of it all, whether, you know, you are a Walt Disney or an Abraham Lincoln, whether you are a John Glenn, whatever it is this feeling, this desire. I call it crave. We've gone through in an earlier show what crave means. But when you're craving something, when it's, this is what I do, whether it's the artistry of a Pablo Picasso or just the freedom fighting of a Nelson Mandela or a Gandhi. Now, these are great people, but the truth of the matter is, listen to me very closely now. This is important. The truth of the matter is that they're no smarter, no more intelligent, no more brighter, or no more special than you are. The only difference is they were in touch with their feelings. They knew what they wanted, what made them feel extraordinary. I want you to stop thinking ordinary and start thinking extraordinary. And the way you do that is through your feelings. You know, true success is really about feeling joy. Think about it. Think about this for a moment. If you got that new boat and you're out on your yacht or your sailboat and you're miserable and you're lonesome, and you just feel horrible, what kind of success is that? That's no success at all. That's being a loser. But on the other hand, if you're sitting around a campfire on an old log with some very close friends and family that you love, and you're having a gathering, and you're roasting marshmallows, and you feel incredible love, incredible joy, incredible connection to the people around you, to the nature, spirits, if you will, to the universe, then you're connected. You're feeling joy. And you are in a better position to attract than the guy sitting out on his yacht. I'm not saying that you can't have a yacht and feel great, by the way. I am just simply pointing out that feeling good is where the attraction stuff begins. This is how we ignite that flare into the universe. We send out that energy. We expand our energy field. People like us. People want to be around us. People call us. People are excited. You know, I have people calling me every day going, "Man, you drive me nuts with your show. But I like you." That's great. Your energy field is who you are, because you are energy. That's all you are. Your vibration. So by taking your vibration up through making a planned, conscious effort of feeling good as often as you can, you're going to attract more opportunity, more money, more business opportunities, more love. You're going to attract the things that are really important to you. And when you send that intention into that vibration and into the universe, bam, things happen. That's when you start manifesting. You know, you may think that you have a lot to give. You may have money. You may have intelligence. You may be a great teacher. But I'm telling you, your greatest gift that you can give another person is your own vibratory happiness. In other words, allow that happiness to expand outward so that it reaches other people. That's your greatest gift. You want to give more to the world? That's how you do it. My name is Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, and we are delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast on the law of attraction and on your vibration and on your personal commitment to happiness. I want to take a minute to invite you to stop by my website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com, and fill out and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. It's like nothing you've read about. It's like nothing you've heard about. We make miracles happen all the time. We bring couples back together when all the other law of attraction gurus say, well, you know, you should just focus on being happy. I say, why not? Why not? If you were in love then, you can be in love now. If it was good then, it can be great now. You're just that your vibration has gone awry. You're not on the same plane anymore. But once your vibrations connect and they're spiraling upward instead of downward, your relation will continue to get better and better and better. And that which was far away and long gone will be back, knocking at the door. Let's make this happen. I can give you case after case. I have a case of somebody who was separated for 3 years, and they hadn't been intimate, they hadn't been close for 3 years. They were on the verge of final divorce. But through the law of attraction, we brought them together. They're happily ever after. You can be too. We just now finishing up with a case where the husband and wife been apart for 15 months. He had another girlfriend. Have another case where a gentleman just signed a contract for $1 million. Miracles happening all the time. Why don't you claim yours? www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. But make sure you're feeling good and feeling happy when you visit the website. We'll be right back after this message.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact. A handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
When we focus on gratitude and on all the things that we have and we've had, when we go through our list, have you ever, for example, just taken your body and gone through every body part and said, I'm grateful for it? I'm grateful for my big toe. I like my little toe, too, and all the toes in between. I'm very grateful for them because there are people in the world that don't have them. I'm blessed. I'm grateful for my foot because I can stand on my feet. There are some people that, sadly, they don't have feet. I'm lucky. and you go through every body part all the way and don't skip any of them. You know? I run into people say, well, I didn't give any gratitude for my sexual organs. That seemed a little weird to me. And I said, you know, it seems weird that you wouldn't. I mean, you use them on a regular basis. You got to be thankful for them. Or another gentleman said, I can't give thanks for my brain. I'm not that smart. Well, you were smart enough to take action. You're smart enough to become a millionaire. What else do you need? You see, it's perspective, folks. It's what you want to see. I want you right now, driving to work, sitting in your house, wherever you're at, to claim this moment as a moment that you love yourself. You love your life. You love where you're at. And you're excited about what you're creating and where you're going. Let's not be unhappy with where we're at. Let's get the most, you know, it's like chewing bubble gum. Let's get the most flavor before we spit it out of our mouth and ready to go on to the next piece. I don't know. That was a pretty nasty description, but I'll share it with you. It's that way in life. Wherever you're at, you've got some great things. I'm looking at moving here down the road, going to a different place, but I'm not going to be unhappy where I'm at right now. I'm not going to put all my energy and focus into the futurizing game. I'm going to focus on my happiness, my joy, my love right this moment. Doesn't mean I'm not creating that future. I'm doing that too. I can do both. You can too. You can have the life you want, the love you crave, the money you need, the law of attraction, the universe. It's an unlimited storehouse and it's willing to give to you. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks so much for listening and pay it forward. If you learned anything out of this podcast, share it on your Facebook page. We love to get new listeners, new people involved. Thank you so much, and be sure to subscribe. We'll talk to you later. Have a great day now. Bye-bye.